Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Look at the grass! Look at the grass!
I'm a victim of circumstance!
I think it's starting. Were you surprised?
I was surprised there. He got us good on that one.
Here we go!
Brothers, sisters, siblings, and our friends at Elkton Magic, this is Penn Sunday School. I'm Matt Donnelly, and we are broadcasting from Show Creator Studios South here in Las Vegas, Nevada. This episode, Magical Moxie. Moxie Gillette is here in the studio. We're going to grill them all about their upcoming shows in Edinburgh. Figure out why they're really going. He's preaching the love.
Preaching love. This is Penn Gillette, who you just forgot entirely, did you? Just because Moxie's here,
I know.
It's no longer my birthday.
No.
The one day I get attention. 68 years old, man.
Mox, what did you get your father for his birthday?
I can't tell him that yet because he hasn't gotten it yet.
Oh.
But we're working on it.
To be revealed.
To be revealed.
Yeah. Working on it. That to me says nothing, and then I'm going shopping when we wrap.
I'm going to tell you the truth. Mom is still building it right now.
Oh, it's a build.
It's a small nuclear device.
Finally, a treehouse.
It's C4. That's all it is.
Luggage made of explosives.
Have fun going through TSA with this one.
But I didn't. It was a gift from my... I want to talk a little bit about more
Fooler stuff. Yeah. First of all, the amount of podcast listeners that came out and checked it out was amazing. Mm-hmm. And I loved just people yelling, Chris Angel has a question.
Were they yelling?
Yes.
That?
Yeah. Yeah. Like if I went out into the audience to get someone, someone would just yell, Chris Angel has a question as I moved around looking for somebody. Or after the show, people were just yelling it in the hallway, walking by. They didn't want to stop and get a picture, but they'll just yell, Chris Angel's a question as they walk by. It's pretty great.
That's hysterical.
Or it became the VIP. We get a picture, and as soon as they're walking, they're like, oh, by the way, Chris Angel's a question. Like, perfectly played, Chris Angel has a question all the way around.
Oh, fabulous.
That was pleasant. So is that an ice cream social? People yell salt pork. I know that one. Yeah. That's just from a story about Mattingly being in Walmart at 2 a.m. Uh-huh. So I have all these codes. Yeah. And all the other magicians are like, what is going on? People just yell random things at me. And I go like, oh, good to see you.
But
thanks for coming.
In fairness to your special people.
Yes.
Chris Angel has a question is funny to anybody who doesn't know anything.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
If you've just seen the billboard,
yes,
Chris Angel has a question, it's hysterical because obviously this is not an inquiring mind. You can tell any question he might label question is going to be a statement.
Yeah. So, that was a good time.
Oh, that's fabulous.
Yeah.
So, good. I'm glad a lot of listeners came out.
Yeah.
There are a lot of listeners in those areas. Milwaukee, Akron.
Indianapolis.
I said Akron. Is my
wrong? Akron is right. Akron, I tried to do this thing. Do you know iodized salt? Do you know about this experiment?
No.
So, you know when you see iodized salt?
Yeah.
It's because America had a problem with gout.
I know. No, goiters.
Goiters.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Goiters. But
goiters and gout are two different things. Goiters and gout was the original name for Pedatel.
Goiters and gout and goots. Oh, my. Goiters. Sorry. Goiters.
That's, you've seen a goiter.
Neck
swelling. Unpleasant neck thing.
And when they figured out that iodine would help eliminate that, and they actually figured out that there literally can be a lack of intelligence if there's a lot of goiters in the community. You can actually, they've noticed it was like an actual thing about brain development.
Uh-huh.
And so they wanted to solve it or whatever. And someone figured out that you could put iodine in salt and no one could taste the difference between iodized salt and regular salt. and they went to different cities. Like, who that has a problem with goiters will do this? And a bunch of cities said no. Akron stepped up and said yes. And goiters were eliminated in Akron during this experiment in 3 weeks. 3 weeks. It's one of the most successful experiments ever. And I brought this up on stage, and no one gave a shit. No one gave a shit at all. I thought this would be the pride of Akron.
How many people have goiters here? Like, exactly my point.
Ta-da! Well, if you don't know, then I'll take credit for it. I think I'll skip LeBron James's birthplace and go right to the iodized salt experiment. They'll know I'm a true researcher of my cities. And I was dead wrong. I should have just talked about LeBron James the whole time.
It's Rubber City, isn't it?
Rubber City.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And Milwaukee's Cream City.
And I think you also get a Devo out of Akron?
It might be Devo, yeah.
Rachel Sweet.
Oh, is wow.
Devo. A lot of punk came out of Akron, yep, for obvious reasons.
Very obvious reasons.
What else could you be in Akron?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, you're certainly not going to be glam if you're
going to Akron. No. Not a lot of ska coming out of Akron. No.
That's where they're going to settle in.
Yeah, not a lot of upbeat brass sections coming out of Akron.
No. That's what you get out of Akron.
Yeah.
So Foolish will probably go on.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
And I'm looking very forward to when Foolish includes Mox.
Oh.
When Mox is in Foolish. Would you want to try that?
I would. I don't know how good it'd be.
Well, speaking of how good you'll be,
yeah,
you're gonna be at Edinburgh.
Yes.
And you know that is a big heavy thing.
Yes.
That's a big fucking heavy deal.
You're very fucking heavy deal.
Right. And you're gonna be there, and you will be 18.
Yes, I will.
When you're in Akron.
Yes.
Akron.
No.
Not Edinburgh. Akron. Edinburgh.
Edinburgh.
Edinburgh Fringe Festival.
Edinburgh. 18 in Akron will get you shit. But 18 in Edinburgh, you're
now,
and maybe I'll finally have my license. Who knows?
And then driving on the wrong side.
Yeah.
So
that's what I'm telling Mom. I don't think I should drive after just having getting my license and then have to flip everything I know.
Oh, you can handle that.
You also won't need to drive in Edinburgh.
No,
I'm 3 minutes away.
Yeah.
The place that I'm staying is 3 minutes away from.
You had a B&B thing.
B&B.
Airbnb.
It's some apartment that Mom's dealing
they all
with.
Rent, the whole town rents out everything in August.
Mom's very upset over this apartment.
Why?
Because the one she wanted wasn't available, and she really liked the name because it was called the Magic Apartment. And she was like, that's so funny. We should get that for you. And now we...
If my apartments are not on theme, I am outraged.
She's very princessy. I'm aware she's listening to this, but
I'm not.
My phone's gonna blow up.
She,
left and right.
She listens for like 5 minutes, just so she can say, "Oh, you said a funny thing,"
and it was like in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah, always.
Emily, I'm
you
not
said
here.
One funny thing,
Emily. I'm not in this episode.
So, Mox. You're 18 years old.
No.
You can sleep in a sleeping bag on the street.
I will.
Edinburgh does not matter. It's not like you're going to go to Edinburgh, like one of these people that like ghosts. It's like you're going to Burning
Mom,
Man and being helicoptered in.
No. Mom thinks it matters, therefore it does.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah.
It's Emily Gillette. You think I can mess with her?
Good. Yeah, correct thinking there.
Now,
that's part's definitely.
Now, Mox... Tell people, because there we have listeners that will be at Edinburgh.
Hello.
They will come see you. What's the theater you're at?
It is called The Space.
The Space.
Yes.
Space.
And what are the...
I'm praying I got that right.
What are the essential times? What are the...
It's August 4th it starts, I think.
Yeah, the whole festival starts August 4th.
Thank you. Then it's August 4th.
You're
going to
do the whole run.
Yes.
You're going to take any days off?
No.
You're going to run through?
I think so. Yeah. And I'm working Cameron's other show.
Okay.
I'm working as a techie for him.
Okay.
Now,
Cameron Young is my coworker.
Now, we're going to get to this. Now, the show is called Young and Moxie.
Yes.
And you're using the Penn and Teller ampersand between the two.
Yes.
And you want to hear something, Matt Donnelly.
Yeah.
You want to talk about Nailgun. You know what they're doing in their show?
No.
Cups and balls.
You're not.
Yes.
Are you really?
Yes.
Who's talking?
I'm talking. We're taping Cameron's mouth shut.
Oh, man.
We're it's a setup for another trick, but we're taping his mouth shut so that he shuts up.
And then
up
Mox
for once.
Is doing all the talking on Cups and Balls.
Is that everything you dig?
Yes, no, I don't know. I'm working on listening to it. In my first period class, I will watch Cups and Balls.
I can empathize with Mox here. Mm-hmm. A lot of times your dad talks, you're like, oh, I can learn that hunk.
So fast.
And then you go to read and you're like, this is a lot more dialogue than I thought it was going to be for this little space.
Simultaneously here. Secreted under the first. I don't know. I don't know anything. I don't know anything.
Take the first ball, don't release your hand over 30 seconds of the first cup. The second ball simultaneously secreted between the second cup and then show it. Take the third
perhaps
ball.
Perhaps it is the context which words are spoken that give them the power of meaning. I love you, dog.
I also told Mox that it's contrapuntal to the movement.
Yeah.
You know, most magicians who speak their patter, they time it so they move their arm on the word,
yeah.
So the rhythm becomes very four square. It's very Beach Boys.
Yes.
You know, just don't.
Yeah.
But the Penn and Teller, the patter and the magic is very Sun Ra. I am very often talking out of time with the two different time signatures. When you're doing the cups and balls, you're talking and doing the hand stuff doesn't line up. And to get Mox a chance to run through my part in the cups and balls, you know who will be her practice partner?
Who?
Teller.
I'm setting myself up for failure somehow.
Well, you're setting yourself up for success. If you're going to practice with doing the cups and balls, practicing with Teller
is a good way to do it.
Who is the best at the cups and balls is a good way to do it.
Yeah.
Now, tell us about... Now, does he work? He works with the name Cameron Young, right?
Cameron Young, because that is his name.
Right, but you call him Cammy.
I call him Cammy because that's what he went by when I met him.
Right. Now, he was your instructor at Camp Walla Da Walla, right?
Camp Long Lake.
Long Lake.
For the
which is a fancy rich person camp, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He was on Fool Us for listeners.
He was on Fool Us. He was on America's Got Talent. He was on Britain's Got Talent.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
Very successful. Very successful.
What solo routines are you doing?
I'm doing Stupid, which again is another his trick. And then I think...
I just toured with his tricks. Let me tell you. Lean in. Take all the credit in the world. It is much more fun to do Penn and Teller's material than my own.
I'm learning that too. I was like, hey, I want to do
go ahead. Look, before they kept it under lock and key, and suddenly it's like a sieve right now. Suddenly Hondro's doing stuff, I'm doing stuff, you're doing stuff. Just, it's a free-for-all. Get it while we're going. Get it now before the cops come.
It's a two-for-one sale.
Get it going.
No, I'm doing Stupid, which is his trick.
Yeah.
And I offered to Cammy. I was like, what if I did my own trick? And he went, no, that's not good. And I was like...
Well, I asked only because in Edinburgh, once you start doing your show, there's a bunch of different sit-in shows, like variety shows at night.
Yes.
And so, like, you want to have your solo routine so that you can always say yes to sitting in on stuff. And that's how you can get words out about your show is by doing these late night shows.
He's doing a lot of advertising. I've been doing advertising.
Yeah, yeah.
We did a video for Mox and Cammy.
Oh, nice.
You shoved me off.
Yeah.
Camera.
Mox is backstage in our theater.
Yeah.
And I come back and say, Mox, what are you doing? And Mox says, get ready to go on. And I go, listen, this is the Penn and Teller Theater. This is where you and your uncle work.
You say Godfather. Why don't you
go? I said uncle.
You said Godfather.
I said uncle in that one.
You said Godfather.
I said uncle in that
listen, this detail matters a lot.
No, because people in my comments were like, he's not your godfather. You're not religious. And I'm like...
No, that was a different time. That was in his tweet. In the actual thing I say uncle. You go check.
For your listeners, we're gonna push pause while we investigate these things. When we come back, we'll have this all thoroughly vetted.
I say, this is the theater of your father and your mother. So why don't you go to Edinburgh and do a show with Cammy?
Yeah.
Or do I say Cammy?
Go do a show with Cammy. Go do Young and Moxie. And then Teller shoves me off screen. Like, literally, I was worried I was going to trip.
Teller, it's full force. Teller does not...
He's stronger than he looks.
Yes.
He'd have to be. Or he couldn't stand up.
I had to do a bit that Teller does in the trick. It's hard.
You had to do light heavy. Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah, that's a hard one. That's a hard one.
Yeah.
Cammy was your teacher. Now, some people would think
that Cammy was bringing you on to cash in on Penn and Teller, but he's not.
He's not.
He sells out fine by himself, right? Yeah,
he's doing well on his own. Hmm. He does not need me.
Where did the idea of the show come up?
God, it came up originally when I was his magic student at this camp. Mm-hmm. There was a good idea to do me and him.
Which, by the way, was very expensive, this camp.
Okay. You're right.
Camp Short Lakes, much more affordable.
There was this idea because I was his most advanced magic student. I don't know how that one happened, but I was.
I just want to say, first of all, how that happened, not nepotism. Mox practices his ass off all the time.
I do.
I see you practicing all the time.
Thank you.
And even when you're doing the merchandise at P&T, you were doing routines there.
That was my excuse to just get paid for the first time to do magic.
Yeah. So you work.
I do work, yes.
So it's not a surprise.
I always carry cards with me. I try to keep them in my little satchel because I carry a satchel with me. I practice nonstop. It's so stupid.
It's paying off. You're about to do a show.
No, I say that as it annoys me sometimes. That's all.
I get it. Just picture your father in the garage with a weird net around his waist.
Yeah, I did that for juggling. Yeah.
So you're not even close there.
Yeah.
The chat is very concerned that we're saying Edinburgh instead of Edinburgh. Edinburgh. Edin Van Gogh.
We'll just give up on that.
Edinburgh.
Edinburgh.
We're Americans.
Aaron Burr.
Aaron Burr.
Aaron Burr.
Shot Hamilton.
What would be great is when Mox comes back, they'll be correcting us on how to pronounce it.
We'll
be saying Edinburgh. No, it's Edinburgh.
Edinburgh.
Yeah.
So, Cammy was your teacher at Longley.
Yes, and that's where I was. This idea came from, we wanted to do just me and him, just together, do like 30 minutes in one of the shows that this camp does. And it just never happened. And then he was like, oh, I'm doing Edinburgh Fringe. You should come. And I was like, oh, okay. That was it.
Oh, yeah.
Have you been to the town before?
I believe so. I don't remember it.
Ah.
Oh, yes. Mom was just telling me. I painted a tiny bit of gold on the Edinburgh Castle.
There you go.
Oh, nice.
Very, very tiny bit of gold. There was this guy fixing up some of the gold details on the side of the Edinburgh Castle. And we walked over, asked him what he was doing, and he handed me the paintbrush. I was like,
Now they are calling it Young and Moxie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it would be better if they called it Young with Moxie.
Right.
Because it makes
grammatically, it is. Yeah, yeah.
But
you're not in charge.
I'm not in charge, and I love that.
Vetoed.
And now when they have their meetings, their artistic meetings.
Someone else thought it was a reference to Young and Strange.
Yeah. Well, they're They're successful magicians. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I know that. I didn't even think about that when we did that.
They tour with champions, I think, those guys. Yeah, I know for a fact Richard's a listener of this pod. So expect a letter from his lawyers is what I'm saying.
Cease and desist, which was the original name for Penn and Teller. Boy, there's never been an act called cease and desist, has there?
It'd be great to actually change. If you get sued, to change your act to that would be amazing.
Cammy, we're changing the whole bit.
Cease and desist is a great name. Hi, I'm Bob Cease.
I'm Kenny Desist.
We're cease and desist. And if you want to look through our mail.
So then, if they send a cease and desist, is that a fan letter?
Yeah, exactly. All good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Another law firm loving us.
Yeah. We are cease and desist telling you we're from Kellogg's. Cease and desist as seen on Disney. See? Our letter's right here. We have a cease and desist from Disney. A cease and desist from Kellogg's.
Oh, that's so bad.
It's a great idea.
How long is your show going to be?
It should be about 55 minutes is what we're aiming for, but it is not going to be
that. So you're doing Cups and Balls.
Yes.
And then what else are you doing together?
Oh, we're doing, I guess it's not together, but we're challenging each other. We're going with this idea that like mentor versus mentee and see who's
manatee.
Better.
Bring a manatee. Mentor, mentee, and manatee. That would be a great show. The manatee didn't do much magic. It was great just seeing him.
Just swam around in the back.
Turns out just had the Three of Hearts on its belly the whole time.
Mangroves? Is that where manatees live? In the mangroves?
I don't know. I thought the ocean.
But no, it's a special ocean. It's ocean with weeds in it.
Oh, okay.
Right? Reddy will tell us in a moment.
You're probably right.
Where a manatee lives.
No, I won't.
Okay. You have other fish to fry?
He's juggling tech issues right now.
Thanks, Reddy Rich.
Speaking of juggling.
Yeah.
There is a moment in Cups and Balls.
Oh, where you juggle.
Yeah, so Mox has to juggle.
You didn't know you were stepping in that, did you, Mox?
No, you're reminding me how much work I have to do.
Yeah.
No, because I'm also performing for my school. I'm doing my own bit for my school.
Yeah.
What's Shakespeare festival.
What's your bit?
Peanut butter. That I can't use peanut butter for.
Because of allergies.
Yeah.
Safflower oil.
We're using Biscoff cookie butter.
Nice choice.
Like the Delta cookies, you know?
Yeah.
Biscoff cookie butter.
Yeah, that.
You're going to find
McMahon. Jade was the one who recommended it.
Biscoff cookie butter?
Yes, Biscoff cookie butter.
I'll tell you, it's better to say than peanut butter. I mean, you might be tempted to call it peanut butter because that's the idea you got. But
can
to
I
say,
call it Biscoff?
Over and over again on stage and say, and now we have a jar of Biscoff.
Cookie butter.
Biscoff cookie butter.
Yeah.
Biscoff cookie butter. I have to, the rules that my teacher said was you have to say that it's not cookie, like it's not peanut butter. You have to say it's cookie butter. Otherwise, no one will volunteer.
Biscoff cookie butter.
Biscoff cookie butter.
Biscoff cookie butter.
Or you're going to get some really sadistic person with a peanut butter allergy.
I'm that person.
I'll do it. And just to go into some kind of fit on stage.
And it'll be really nice because you'll say, and this next trick is Biscoff cookie butter. And they'll say, cease and desist. And that's a card trick, right?
Yes, it's a card trick.
Is it signed or torn corner? What are you going to do?
Both.
Oh, yeah.
They tear the corner off and sign it. Okay. Yeah.
How do you, when you're looking, at magic, inspired to magic, what tricks are out, what are in, like, what fits in your artistic box?
Still trying to figure that out, I guess. I have no idea what I'm doing. That's the thing.
That's the way to advertise.
That's what you've been doing for...
Well, that's true.
That's absolutely true.
Absolutely true.
It seemed to work.
Matt Franco and this other magician did like a socks trick on AGT All-Stars the other night. And it was for sale like right away. It was in everyone's inbox the next day. That sock comes your way. Is it out? In? No.
I don't know.
You don't know. All right.
So you'll be doing stupid. Yeah. You know, that's a bit with the rope.
Where yes. You're
doing stupid, which Mox does very well.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You did it with Debbie Gibson on Foolus.
Yeah. You'll be doing stupid.
Yes.
You'll be doing cups and balls. Mm-hmm. You'll be doing your Biscoff cookie butter.
Biscoff cookie butter.
That sounds like a good thing for variety, by the way. If people ask you to sit in, that sounds like a good one.
I think stupid's great, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's a really good bit.
And then you're doing... is that what else?
That's
is
55 show? Minutes? Is it?
No, we're doing like an.
I do the intros, it's 55 minutes.
We're doing like an introduction where we each like see how fast we can each do tricks. Uh-huh. Like we go through like a timeline. Like we're writing this script, and one of the funniest lines we wrote the other day. He goes, "In 2004, I picked up my first magic hit," and I said, "In 2004." I wasn't born. He goes, "In 2005, I watched Penn and Teller for the first time," and say, "2005, I was born."
And 2005, I was born and held by Penn and Teller for the first time. But you know, the first person to hold Mox,
besides my mom and dad,
after the doctor, mom and dad, was Teller.
Oh.
And he also built my crib, my circle oval thing.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, that's very nice.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
I should ask him to build me a crib.
Hey, Teller, can you build me a crib?
Just cause.
Yeah, be nice.
Yeah. Thanks for the crib, buddy.
That'd be the intro to Straitjacket Escape. It's the bat. And Teller, build me a crib.
My kids were old enough that didn't need one, but we have it. We have it.
Yeah, level. And then he goes on to be like, oh, I started magic in 2007. And I was like, I was on TV doing magic. So I was, not 2007. Yeah,
today's show, right?
Yeah.
The View.
The View. Yeah, you grab the card out of the purse.
Yes. The best part about that story is I at this camp, Cammy had to explain to me how I did that trick.
Whoa, we just like your father.
The similarities are endless.
Yeah. How many things in the show do I not know how they're done?
Oh, man. It was a lecture you were explaining.
Oh, it was at 02.
Yeah.
With Stephen Fry.
Yeah.
And I decided to be all open and explain to people how the hand stab was done. And I'm telling people in detail, figuring I'm being really out there by giving away our secrets.
Yeah, yeah.
And Teller says, we haven't done it like that in 12 years. And I go, really? He goes, no, we haven't used a hook in 12 years. It's a magnet now. I go, it's a magnet? When did that change? He said, 12 years ago. I said, so how do you do the other part? He goes, it gets done. Because, you know, almost anyone else with an interest in magic,
yeah,
if you went on stage with them, they'd want to know how the other stuff is done.
Yeah.
If I don't need to do anything, that could be just real magic as far as I'm concerned. Now, when you worked on Foolers,
yeah,
did you find out how everybody's trick was done, or there's stuff you just got out?
No, yeah. I remember you also had a big influence on me as well. I was like, I'll never do anything that looks like that, so I don't need to know.
Well, you know, you're also similar,
yeah,
in that you are perhaps the two most spoiled people in magic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I would like to know about doing this trick. I'll call Mac King.
Totally.
Oh, maybe Piff has an idea for me.
Yes.
Yeah. And of course, you both of you are two of the youngest. If not for Mox,
yeah,
you might very well have been Johnny Thompson's youngest student.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, together, Mox, we can write we're not allowed to write a how-to book on how to become magicians.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First, know everybody working in Vegas,
yeah,
and have them give you tricks.
Yes.
And then practice with you.
Yeah, and if you get it wrong, call them. They'll figure it out.
Some guy in Iowa going, I can't go into magic.
I do it now where, like, I buy a magic book, and I'm so used to be like, I can't figure this out from the page. I bet I can email them or talk to them. I still have that mentality.
I'll give him a call.
No, one of my favorite memories was when Teller was recovering from his surgery, and he was learning magic with me, and I was like, this is a unique experience that I don't think anyone else has. But the best part about it was he'd have to go back a couple times because he was very high off of several drugs and relearn the magic, and I'd be like, it's okay, Teller, you're okay.
Whoa.
Yeah, that was, I will tell you.
But he's so much smarter than me. It was just because of the drugs.
I will tell you that Teller could probably not talk about that without crying. Because Teller had his heart surgery,
yeah,
and it was awful. And everybody who came to visit him was trying to be nice to him. But he said the only person that came and treated him like he was Teller before the surgery and actually spent time with him doing something he liked was Moxie.
Oh,
there's a wonderful photo of us. This almost makes me cry. There's a wonderful photo of this when we were sitting in his room, in his hospital room, watching the first episode of the new season of Fool Us. Just us sitting together, watching the new episode, and yeah, it truly I look at it every now and then.
Yeah.
Aww.
And Mox and Teller were terrorizing all the doctors and nurses, making them watch their stupid magic trick.
We're like, hey, watch this.
You got to see how annoying Teller is and how annoying you have
there,
to be.
There was a nurse that came in, was like, Teller, you need to take your drugs. And he went, wait, watch this. And I went, Teller, you have to take your drugs. And Mom is sitting outside on her phone going, Teller, take the drugs.
Show her after.
He tried one more time. He went, hey, watch this.
So Young and Moxie,
yes,
at Edinburgh
Fringe.
You doing one show a day, two shows a day?
Technically, we're doing two, but because he's doing a show before Young and Moxie.
Got it.
So we're not doing Young and Moxie twice. We're just doing two shows.
Where would I go to find out? Cameron have an Instagram or something?
Yes, he has an Instagram. It's okay. Called Scottish Magician.
There you go.
You can also just Google Young and Moxie.
I'll do that now.
Please do. Please do.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
You're going to be doing open with the lightning round of Fast Tricks.
Yeah.
Talk about being
mentor. I'm doing hydroscopic glass.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
I think a couple more that we haven't fully decided yet. It's just going to be really quick ones. Mm-hmm. And Cammy is doing the Diablo? What? Oh, we're doing a quick change. We're doing a quick change.
Oh, really? That'll be
He's
nice.
Doing a quick change. Okay. I'm not.
Good news, Box. You have a day off on the 13th.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. You're 4th through the 12th, 14th, 26th. You are at the space. Good job there. At Surgeon's Hall. So remember that. It's at Surgeon's
yes.
Hall. The space is at Surgeon's Hall.
What are the times?
What are the times? Tell me the times for my own show.
You're doing a 50-minute show.
50-minute. I said
5-0. Five. Yeah, you got to cut 5. So good luck. And your show time is at 20:35, which is 8:35.
8:35, that's a good
8:35.
Time.
8:35. 8:35 is prime time. You did a prime time show.
8:35. Yeah, because what's it? Funny as Fuck is Cammy's first show that he's doing as Cameron Young.
He's not on the show. Who cares about that show? We're talking about the 8:35 show.
Yeah. I care about that show because I'm also working that show.
Do you want us to applaud for your technical efforts?
Yes, I go to school for it.
Oh, that sound cue.
Well, you know, Mox just certified in some way?
I am CTE certified.
Are you CTE certified, McDonald?
Are you CTE certified?
No.
Are you getting your OSHA 10?
CTE, that's what football players get when they get hit in the head, right?
Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm not certified that. People question it. There's suspicions, for sure.
You make an OSHA joke in this show now because of me.
I do, because of you. Well, you know, when the person's going up, when the child goes up the ladder during a souvenir,
yes.
I say... 3 points of contact, OSHA rules.
You also make a Doctor Who joke because of me. I am contributing.
I did actually get OSHA certified when I was working for PIF.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Our teacher has like his OSHA 30 or something, and he's working
OSHA
on...
OSHA 10. That's nothing. A baby. I'm a baby.
Now, when you get to be Ocean 11, Sinatra comes in.
That's when the gang gets back together. People can go 2-for-1 on the 7th and 8th.
Yeah, I do know that one, yeah.
You get 2-for-1 on the 7th and 8th. Pay the full ticket price, will you?
Yeah, pay the full ticket. How is it selling, do you know?
Pretty good, actually, according to Cammy. I can't check it because he is the one that put it up. But I mean,
now it's March. And if you're selling pretty well for August.
Most people show up and then figure out what they're going to go see.
Yeah.
That's not a... Yeah.
It's
you may be the hot show at Edinburgh.
Maybe. I don't know.
Wouldn't that be something? And then Mox is also with Cammy because of who her mother is, not who her father is.
Yeah.
Mox is going to Saint-Tropez.
Saint-Tropez.
A friend of Emily's, because you know Emily's friends with everybody.
Yes.
Is renting a hotel in Saint-Tropez. Saint-Tropez's
fancy
fucking place.
Yeah,
it is. We're doing one show.
They're renting a hotel, and they're bringing in Cammy and Mox to warm up in Saint-Tropez.
And then I think we're doing two shows.
You're
going to
get more bookings out of that show than you will doing all of Edinburgh.
Yeah, we're doing two more shows after Fringe as well.
Oh, okay. Great. After Fringe?
Yes.
What are those for?
I don't know.
BBC showcase.
Tell me.
London Palladium.
Plaything for the Rich is a fine avenue for magicians.
And then the best part about this is Neil Gaiman, your friend, emailed Mom being like, hey, you and Mox are in town, right? You want to come to, what's it, Isle of Skye or something like that in a very fancy island place?
Stay at Neil Gaiman's house.
Okay.
I've never felt cool. I feel so cool.
You should. Neil Gaiman's a very cool guy.
Yeah, and you're staying at his house.
Yeah. But it's not clear if he's going to be there or not. He was like, hey, want to come to our house?
You can go through all of his stuff.
Yeah. Read Coraline over and over again.
take all of his black t-shirts. What we do now, Neil? What we do now?
Looking into his closet is like looking into space.
Yeah.
there's a button here and there between the galaxies.
I'm just in this planetarium in here trying to figure out how to get out of here.
All I'm doing trying to find a button-up shirt, and I'm in a planetarium.
You can try to find some. Maybe he hard printed the next season of Sandman for no reason, and you can steal.
Oh, speaking of which, are you still watching Mayor of Kingston?
Yeah.
Are you up to date?
Uh huh.
No reason to watch that show. Do not watch it. I watch it at night to go into a deep funk of depression that I think leads to sleep.
Yeah, like my wife comes home because she works, you know, an absinthe. She comes home after I've watched Mary Kingstown and I'm cagey as shit. Like, I'm just like, what? What? You know, what do you want? Life's hard right now.
Yeah, that's the way it is. I just sit there and I don't move. I just sit there going,
Yeah.
But I mean,
it's so well written, though. That's the other thing. I do like the dialogue in it.
I can't even tell if it's high quality or just Grand Guignol. It's just so, so awful. So, I want to complain about this.
Okay.
And I'm not going to use any names, okay? But I'm going to tell this story. So this actor came to our show.
Ah.
And this actor was in town because she was signing autographs at some celebrity autograph thing.
Okay.
And she came with the guy who books that thing, right? Ah. And they asked to meet us after, right?
Con.
Right. And this woman was in a lot of movies in the 80s.
Okay.
A lot of movies in the 80s. And I'd seen them. And Reddy Rich is a big fan of some of them, right?
Okay.
And so she was there autographing stuff. And Reddy Rich had thought she'd be a good person to maybe have on the podcast.
Oh, fun.
Because she's written books and she's smart and stuff, right?
Great.
So I go there. I go up and I'm talking to her in the VIP section, right? And she's very pleasant. And then she says very kindly, I don't want to be presumptuous, but do you know what I do? And I go, yeah, I've seen you in movies. And yeah, you were really good in movies. And the person I was talking to said, and I was in these movies and they were talking a little bit about nude scenes, right?
Great.
So I had hinted, but not set out, right, that maybe it'd be good to have her on the podcast because she's worked in horror movies and monster movies and 80s movies, and she seemed erudite and articulate.
Great.
So good. So I give her my email address, and I go backstage, and Mox is working, doing magic tricks and also running the gift shop after Penn & Teller. So I'm sitting at my computer after I've said to the, this woman says, I'll send you my book. And I go, great, because I figure I'll read the book. I said, I read electronically. And she said, no, this is only on paper. I said, okay. But I figure I'll read the book. And probably, since she seemed easy to talk to, right, I will have her on the podcast.
Yeah.
If the book grooves. And I'm excited about that. Good, because we need these bank shows.
Yes.
And when I say, boy, this will be easy. And I think she is. She's not. I think she lives in LA or something. So it's all working out. And I'm kind of grooving. And I get a email from her. And it says, really liked your show. Nice talking. I mean, this is an email sent 10 minutes after a conversation.
Yeah.
10 minutes after a conversation. And I write back and I say, you know, Mox had to work another 10 minutes. So I took some time to search around the web and you can find nude pictures of you. Boy, do I love living in the future. Right? I write to her.
Yeah.
Do I love living in the future? And I think it's a very cute message, right? I just think.
Hoping she would laugh.
Well, of course she'd laugh, right? Yeah. Now, this is a woman who did 4 or 5 movies, at least topless or nude, and that was the point of some of these movies. Some of the movies had a title that referred to her as the lead character in a sexual context, right?
Yeah.
So it's no secret. And I had seen one of those movies, but not the other. And I searched for her name in the movie. And yes, she pops up topless because that's what is going to be most searched for.
Yeah.
So it pops up. So I thought instead of saying, oh, I just looked up your dissertation, you know, that I would actually mention the thing I actually looked at.
Yeah.
Which would be very creepy, okay, if I was writing to Ruth Ginsburg.
Right.
Because where'd you find those pictures, Pat?
Yeah.
Well, where you find the pictures here is everywhere. Like, if you want to see a picture of me nude in the Vomit Comet, and who doesn't, you can find that right away.
Happy searching, Mox.
Yeah. So, woo! So if I were on, so if I were on there, if you just work with me, you said, oh, I just did a search of you, I'll find you in space. I found you in space taking your clothes off. I love living in the future. But the phrase I used was, I love living in the future, right?
Yeah.
Look forward to your book, Pen, right? She writes back really angry.
Oh, no.
No.
I can't believe you wrote that to me with Moxie right there. I wrote, Mox was not CC'd on the email, and Mox, as we speak, is 175 yards away.
And Mox, were they in the room, would not read over my shoulder as I typed an email.
Yeah.
Right.
There's a decent amount of respect.
Also, Mox is also aware that there are pictures of you. That's what, were you surprised? Now, who was the woman who got her emails hacked into and they put her naked pictures up on the web?
All of them, but the one that we talked about on the show was Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yes.
When Jennifer Lawrence's nude pictures appeared on the web.
Yeah.
Right? And they were really easy to find.
Yeah.
I say I did not look at any of them.
Right.
I didn't look at them because she did not okay it.
Yeah.
Okay? But the picture that she signed for me when she gave me an autograph was a picture that was provocative. And it was from a movie where, so if I had searched for the movie, oh, I got this picture out of it. Oh, in the movie she appeared. All I did was admit what I believe every person, even not sexually interested in any way, would find when they did a search. That's all I said. And why is Moxie brought into it?
Yeah, why am I the issue?
Right.
Now,
why, you should be the issue. Why am I the issue?
In her defense, you know, if we had her on here, we'd be like, boobies? Yeah. That's all we would do.
Yeah, the whole time. Ooh, you were topless.
Is it cold?
Yeah. Is it cold? So she then ends it by going, you know, you've got to be careful in this Me Too environment. And I go out of my mind because I go, you know, ma'am, that Me Too is about women who are raped.
Yeah.
And women who are exploited.
Yeah.
Or someone who took pictures, or someone that tried to grab you, or someone that did anything. Me Too does not mean I did a topless movie in the 80s and someone searched for it and saw it online.
No.
Right? Otherwise, you would Me Too every casting agent. Every cast. I mean, I guess they are being all Me Too, but not my point.
Yes.
And the distance that Moxie is from me.
And
I love that you said Me Too'd as if that's a word.
Don't give me any Me Too'd.
It also is that's upsetting because on the high end of accountability on the Me Too thing was a much needed and fantastic thing that happened
right
for a lot of people
right.
For that people finally got
and
held
now
accountable.
It's coming, you're going to have a soda? Me Too.
You don't want to be on the back end of that letting any disagreement fall into that category. Just it's disrespectful to the actual.
And there's no doubt about it. It was originally African American women.
Yeah.
And then we were able to expand it, and that's really good. And it made a lot of good changes.
Yeah.
And made a lot of stuff out in the open.
Right.
But it's not about people in the 80s who did movies that signing autographs from it. Right?
Like, Googling should not get you Me Too'd, is what
right,
we're saying.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
And admitting to Googling is like, it's much creepier if you don't have that conversation.
Yeah. And you said she gave you a signed photo from one of these movies,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
She gave you what you already Googled.
Right, except, to be fair to her, I Googled and saw her breasts.
Oh, no.
Naked.
Oh,
and
no.
I maybe even more. Maybe it's a full nude shot.
But why was I the issue when you're the one that Googled it?
Well, because
no
one should look at breasts with their offspring around.
That's probably true.
Within 150 yards.
But I was working.
Yeah, I don't know how.
I'm preaching to the choir.
Now,
here.
If you were sitting beside me. And I said, oh, let's see who's naked on the web. Hey, Mox, type in Pornhub and let's see what's there. Mox told me something.
Oh, my God, this is my favorite thing.
Okay, Moxie told me something about Pornhub. And by saying that sentence, I'm going to jail. But this is amazing. This is amazing. And I told Nate this, and he knew about it. It's amazing. I'll let you tell it.
There is
Oh, let me just finish the story.
Okay.
She's not going to be on the podcast. If you're looking forward to, she sent the book, and I sent a really nice note back. It said, thank you for the book.
End of conversation.
And she won't be sitting over where Mox is talking about her movies and her book and all of that. Even though, Reddy, you were really looking forward to her being on the show, right?
I was.
Yeah. And I'm sorry about that, because she probably would have been a great guest. But I can't have someone as a guest on the show who said, be careful with the meat. I can't do that when you're actually aggressively threatened by someone. You know, I mean, I said, hey, would you want to be on the podcast? The person said, you know, I might punch you in the face sometime. No.
Yeah. No, I mean, we do need to have a guest on here that can explain boobies to me, but I guess we'll wait. I'm still generally confused by them.
And now, my child to explain Pornhub.
No. Okay, so you know I went to Tannins, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Magic Camp. Also a little expensive.
Long in the lake, old Tannin.
I'm going again this year. And there's this one night, I think it was like midway through.
Depending on how well you tell this story, you may be going this year too.
You are not to blame for what this is.
Is Tannis going to go to prison for this? Just to find out?
No.
Okay.
Sounds good to me. Cease and desist.
Let's give him a call. Let's give a call to cease
Mama
and desist.
Mama Magic, I am so sorry if you're watching this. I'm throwing a lot of people under the bus for this one.
Yeah, well,
but this
I'm
is
so
the
curious,
funniest thing.
Though.
Okay, staying in my friend's dorm, who has a vending machine right outside. So we're sitting near the vending machines, eating little snacks at like 2 a.m. This is like one of the last days of Tannins.
Other teenagers have done that, by the way.
Yeah.
This isn't a special thing.
We've crossed no lines yet.
Yeah. We're sitting outside. It's about 2 a.m. This isn't against any of the rules. We're allowed to be up. And one of them decides, let's check out Pornhub.
Always a good icebreaker. Any environment.
Keep in mind, we had just met like 4 days ago.
Yeah. And let's see what 80s actors are topless on there.
And I go, I don't want to see that. So I go to the bathroom and I come out and they're like, oh my God, Moxie, we found this amazing thing. And I'm like, it's Pornhub. How amazing could it be? And they
Well, pretty amazing.
I know. I found some great things. Life changing.
But wait to hear the punchline of this, Matt. You're not going to believe.
I don't. Yeah.
They show me the screen. And it is just a magician doing magic on Pornhub. There is no joke. There is no trick. There is no nudity. It's just a guy's hands doing magic on Pornhub. And the guy has a good amount of followers.
There is a magician making money on Pornhub. I guess figuring after a while you get sick of sex.
Yeah, yeah.
What else is on here? Whoa. So you can go to Pornhub.
If you search refractory period in the subject line, you get all kinds of different intellectually
thing.
Stimulating.
I wasn't there to see the process.
Because, you know, people say, I went on YouTube, I started with tap dancing,
yeah.
You know, and
got
I
got to like construction
went down a rabbit
videos.
Hole, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, rabbit hole. Where do you start on Pornhub?
Yeah.
To get to magic videos.
What, 4 minute?
80s breasts. Oh, I'll click on this one. Oh, I'll click on this one. Oh, boy.
Magic. And it's my regret that I did not see the path that it took to get to this, because why'd I have to go to the bath? I mean, for comfort reasons, obviously, because I didn't want to see that. But then they turned the screen to me, and it's a goddamn magician doing magic.
I think they just went to it right away, and you just saw the fourth clip. You just saw the fourth video. I think they just put ambitious card in.
But here's the thing. He has like 150 videos. Just of his hands. 150 videos of him just doing magic on
Pornhub.
There are
so many more ways to make money in magic than as a comedian. This is where my career started with you, and this is just more evidence. There's no clip of anyone just sitting around telling jokes at an open mic on Pornhub.
Don't know that.
I want to see you do it. Your straitjacket escape on Pornhub.
I would pay.
I'll publish
I'd
it there.
I'd pay.
What's that?
I'll publish it there. Yeah, I'll do that.
But I mean, I love the entrepreneurial spirit.
Yeah.
Of going, why not put my card tricks on Pornhub?
And
can you really upload any video here? Like, it's funny. It's like, I mean, that's things like you don't have to check a box. Like, they're not like, no, there's no dick or pussy. Get out of here. Like how do you anti-discern, right? Like,
right, exactly.
Everything else kicks you off for that. Pornhub welcomes it, but there's no.
Right.
You know, it's not a requirement.
The best part is you don't have to worry about any guidelines. You are completely in the clear.
The movie I made with my comedy group in the 90s, I'm going to put that on there. I want to see how reality and stuff does on Pornhub.
But here's the thing. The truth is he probably works somewhere else. He probably does a couple of other gigs. But what goes on in your mind to go, not Twitch,
not
YouTube,
everyone's
Pornhub.
Sitting around, they're all doing great card tricks. He's doing okay.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, they realize, like, his watch is nice and his shirt's pretty good. And you're like,
but his face.
Do you make money as a magic? Honestly, most of my money comes from Pornhub.
Oh, so you do porn as well as.
Nope, I do magic.
So you do walk arounds at orgies?
I mean, if you think people would get hate having their dinner interrupted.
Excuse me, I'm the magician. We're a little busy right now. Won't take long.
Just like you.
Just
you know who else is busy? The Queen of Hearts.
I call the Queen of Hearts the ambitious card. Because she likes to get busy with all the other cards, and she's always on top.
And instead of behind your ear, it comes out their ass.
So.
Signed Kennedy Silver Dollar.
Yeah, it's a wide open field. Wide open field. So to the 80s actress who will not be who will not be on the show.
Yeah.
And Reddy's openly weeping.
Yeah.
I believe that this is also inappropriate for you, wouldn't you think?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. And then I'll just say, as a parent with younger children, like, I love that you're having this conversation.
Good. With and you?
yeah. Or with me.
That's it. No, I mean, like, I just think...
We've talked about much worse.
Well, that's, you know, it. Bob Corn Revere.
Taking the shame out of all that. So much damage done with shame between talking openly with your
parents. Bob Corn Revere, you know, First Amendment attorney.
Yeah.
He has 5 children. And when I was first having children, Bob said to me, it's just a beautiful thing. Bob said, everyone's going to talk about how great it is to have babies and how you want them to be babies forever and how it's great when they're really, really young. He said, I didn't care about any of that. He said, when they get to their late teens and can really talk to you,
yeah,
that's when the joy happens. And I'm finding that out with Moxie.
I really hope that ended with, I disagree.
I disagree.
That's a way to play the joke, yeah.
No, I did the same thing. Like, my sons are 7 and 9 now, and we, like, they actively do bits, and we joke around, and we do, like, elaborate bits where we make each other laugh, and I think it's the best.
Yeah. And my son, Zoltan, says the most appalling things any human being has ever said.
It is so disgusting.
He is. Yeah. And he doesn't say things more appalling than I said.
Yeah.
But I remember, among my parents, I did not say hell or damn.
Oh, right.
Yeah. You know, we were in New England. We were New England. So, do you have any bookings coming up now that you're Mr. Fancy Pants Magic?
I am playing the Magic Castle. I got
you
a couple.
Have to be a really good magician to play the Magic Castle.
Oh, I sure do. No, I'm super fun. Looking forward to it, and I'm gonna be doing the Hondra trick at it. And if you're listening to this, I've been doing it there because midweek this comes out. I have some bookings coming up here. I was so focused on my solo shows in Red Bank and my Fooler shows that I was not aggressively booking myself as often, but I assume this, but
I need to be polite. Those Red Bank shows were really important to you. Were they as good as you hoped?
Yes. I mean, I sold out one of the shows, walking around town. People just going like, good luck tonight, Matt. Like,
how great is that?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So, family came out from everywhere. I actually said this, to my wife. I said, obviously, experiencing tragedy when I was a kid, not having a mother, and always kind of like seeing these other suburban families and feeling like they had it more together than mine or whatever, that I was like, no, my brothers came out with their children and my relatives came down from Jersey City, and people who looked out for me as a kid were all sitting there in the audience. And I am a very loved and supported suburbanite child with a very normal system of support from family. Like, I am, it was great to be back in my hometown.
There must have been a lot of people you hadn't seen since you left there.
Yes, in 20 years, whatever. Yeah, yeah. And I hadn't done improv there or anything since I was like 24, I think. So it was about 20 years. And first time back with the magic and everything. It was crazy. It was really great. It was really overwhelmingly wonderful.
And not only all of that, but your show also went really well.
That's it. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was really nice when I was setting up everything and kind of going through my set list. I was like, oh, I really have put this out on the road, and this material is all tested and ready to go. It was except for the Hondra trick, which was just crushing, and I didn't care. I knew that was going to go well. It was really nice. Yeah.
How long did you do? 2 hours and 40 minutes?
I did 2 hours and 40 minutes, and then waited for an encore. I guess they didn't want that. I did 70.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, yeah. It was good. It was fun.
And totally no opening act, no nothing.
No opening act, just me.
Matt.
Me.
Yeah.
Did you ever answer Chris Angel's question?
I feel like I wake up every day trying to answer Chris Angel's question. That's what drives me. Yeah.
Cease and desist. Cease and desist. Yeah, yeah. Only do bits that get you a cease and desist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, David Copperfield.
It would be a real short show.
David Copperfield did The Flying.
Yeah.
It looks something like this.
When I was working under the pseudonym Jim Steinmeier, I would perform this little ditty.
Yeah. Cease and desist. Very, very nice.
That's good.
Have you ever gotten a cease? You have.
Yes.
From Ben and Jerry's.
Yes, right? Ben and Jerry's, yeah.
You did?
Yeah, right when I started Ice Cream Social. And it was funny because they're like, oh, shoot, if we put these podcasts up, we need to have a logo. And I called someone who does quick Photoshop. I said, take 2 Ben and Jerry's cows and shoves our faces on them and put that up there as a logo.
Oh, no.
Ben and Jerry's recognized their cows instantly. And yeah, we got a cease and desist from Ben and Jerry's.
I've gotten a cease and desist. Many.
Yeah.
Many cease and desist. And Moxie, as one you day. Become a professional in show business, you will one day get a cease and desist. You know, Debbie Harry always writes to me and says, I guess I'm still relevant in show business. People are suing me.
You know, when I get my first cease and desist, I'll call you right up and be like, I made it, Dad.
She wasn't there. I performed in her town. She was not there.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
I could have written her an email and she would have gone.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I should have. You should have reminded me that was her town.
I'll go back.
Because when you go back there, Debbie will show up.
That'd be amazing.
I mean, one way or another.
Cease and desist.
So, Moxie.
Yes.
At Edinburgh.
Yes.
Young and Strange. Smith at the Surgeon's Hall.
Not Young and Strange.
Oh, what
did
I just
you say? Young and
Young
Strange?
And Moxie.
God damn
Young
it.
And Moxie.
Young and Moxie.
I.E.
I remember the space at Surgeon's Hall, 8:35.
Yeah.
Good.
4th through the 12th, 14th through 26th.
8:35.
Or if going to be
time.
If you're going to be in Saint Tropez, well, yeah. La-di-da-di-you.
Yeah, I guess. Look, follow the scent of truffles to wherever that show's taking
dude,
place.
I'm just doing what Cammy wants me to. And Mom, I got to listen to her.
Wait, yeah, hold on. We'll make fun of it all you want. Do shows for rich people.
Thank you. I've been doing shows for my dad nonstop.
I want to make that very clear.
And also, I'm going to tell you this just so you'll grab your head in horror. Mox is doing a show for 9-year-olds.
Ooh.
No, don't. 10-year-olds.
Yeah, and Mox,
fun.
Mox I am was kind of going, show.
I'll do some card stuff and some.
No. You make it sound like I'm not scared about this. I am terrified, especially since it is my English teacher I am working for.
How's that for a nightmare?
It means I am going to get an F if these kids are not entertained.
You know what Teller's advice was to doing a show for 9-year-olds, Matt?
Don't do it.
Matt?
What's that?
What Teller's advice for 9-year-olds? Don't produce hard candy. You know why he suggests that?
Why?
Love this story.
Because when he was young, he got booked to do a show for the Cub Scouts. He came out and did a show for the Cub Scouts and did a magic thing where he had a hat full of hard candy. He produced it and gave it to the audience. Then they threw hard candy at him for the whole rest of the show.
So what I'm hearing is Sponge Bunnies.
Without stop. And it really hurt him and made him cry. They just pelted him with hard candy.
And he wasn't much older than them,
essentially,
right?
No, not much older. Essentially being having children throw rocks at you while you're trying to do a magic show. It's the worst experience of Teller's life. So you say 9-year-olds to Teller, he goes into post-traumatic stress disorder instantly.
But Dad, here's the thing. You've met this kid. He is my English teacher's son.
Mm-hmm.
And you've met him, and he was a very big fan of you, and that's the only reason that my teacher wants to hire me, is
good.
Because he's a fan of you,
good.
Not me. It's good. Just the same blood, and that's all that
take
matters.
Take the gig! Take the gig!
All I'm hearing is don't
George
take
Clooney
the gig.
Is Rosemary Clooney's nephew. You think anyone gives a shit about that anymore?
Yes.
Take the gig.
Take the
what gig. What I'm hearing nepotism. Is not take the gig, though.
No. What we're saying is it's going to be a bad gig. Okay. We're not saying don't take the gig.
Yeah, yeah.
How many gigs have you known were going to be terrible that you said yes to, Matt?
This is where Johnny Thompson comes in. He has the best phrase for this. Mm-hmm. It doesn't say asshole on the check. Best career, best advice ever you could have in show business.
It is. That's what Johnny says. It says everything, doesn't it?
It does.
It doesn't say asshole.
It doesn't say asshole on the check. You can go out there and do whatever the fuck show you're going to do.
Yeah.
You leave with a check in the hand. That's all that matters.
Yeah. That's Johnny. Johnny said yes to everything.
Yeah.
And it didn't say asshole on the check. Remember,
okay.
Jay Marshall, who you were born after he was dead. But Jay Marshall, a very good friend of mine, he's the one I always love. He got a phone call from his agent.
Yeah.
Who said, do you know any magicians who play bagpipes? We have a booking for next week. And Jay Marshall said, I do. Jay Marshall went out the next day, bought bagpipes, studied for a week, went in with 10 minutes of bagpipe material, and it was in his show the rest of his life.
I just had to be born after he was dead.
Jay Marshall would not say no to a gig no matter what.
Yeah.
If you said to him, you know, we need a smokes model in a bikini,
yeah,
he'd be there.
Yeah.
He would not care. And that is what I hope will teach you in show business. So, never telling you to not take the gig for nothing.
What you're telling me is to just have moxie.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, thank you.
That was Penn Sunday School. That was Penn Sunday School. Cha-cha-cha. And to our listening, you become naked. Like that 80s star. Thanks, Mox.
Woo!
You're going to kill at Edinburgh.
Of course.
They're going to kill you at the 9-year-old party. Don't give them hard candy.
I won't. I'll learn my lesson.
So then Mox produces 50 darts.
Then I don't have to do Edinburgh.
Come back home like St. Sebastian.
One of them has only one is tranquilized.
We got anybody to thank there, Matt?
I do. I want to thank the people who support us over at patreon.com/pen. I want to thank Jonathan P., newrulefx.com, Eric M. Ryan, Chris Tehachapi, Luke McKinney, Gary Cornley, Danny, insert meta joke here, Ruse, cease and desist. I did it. Matthew O'Sullivan, Betsy Batter, Little Mandar, H-E-R-E, or here, Jobeth R. Bowers, Adam Stickney, Nathan Julian, Petty Officer Scoop, Daniel, one for Matt. I wistfully washed my Swiss wristwatch, and now it's an Irish wristwatch. Nailed it. David K. David Peters. Matt, how is your Superman? The others. Here, clear your cookies, baby. Brandon Knapp, Nick Dingman, Colin Durham, Lancey Minshew, Stephen White, Harlan Liam Clark, Michelle Yeiser, Brogan Hastings, and Placidus Scott. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.